We're taking a short break to tell you a little bit about the 10% Happier podcast hosted by my friend Dan Harris. It has one guiding philosophy. Happiness is a skill you can learn, so why not master it? I recently talked to him on our show about what has changed since he wrote 10% Happier 10 years ago. A lot. Dan was once a fidgety, skeptical journalist, but after suffering a panic attack on national television, he decided to change his life. This journey led him to learn everything he could about the human psyche. Now he's on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. Each week, he talks to top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the odd celebrity, exploring topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and relationships. He's funny. He's smart. He's one of the best interviewers I know. Think of listening to 10% Happier as a workout for your mind. The 10% Happier podcast is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to this special edition of Untangle. I'm Patricia Karpus. Many, many of our podcast guests refer to having a gratitude practice as one of the most important practices we can have in our toolkits, whether to shift a bad mood, change perspective, or even turn negative thinking on its head. I'm grateful for all of you who join us week after week as we explore what makes us tick on many different levels. I'm grateful for the many guests who've shared their wisdom and heartfelt stories with us. Thanksgiving reminds us to be thankful for all that we have, whether we're on a high note or a low note. There's always something we can be grateful for. I'm wishing you a very special day, and I hope you're surrounded by those you love. Here's our very own Elisha Goldstein with a meditation called Gratitude and Reflection from Meditation Studio.
So taking this time to settle in into a relaxed and comfortable position, either seated or lying down, and allowing your eyes to close. And if that doesn't feel comfortable, you're always welcome to keep them open, just keeping a dull gaze towards the ground or your lap. Becoming aware of this body's natural rhythm of breathing. I'm breathing in and sensing the breath coming in. I'm breathing out and sensing the breath going out as it's happening, breath by breath. And as you're doing this, taking a gentle scan of the body. And if you notice any areas of tension or tightness, allowing them to soften. And in this space of awareness, taking a moment to actively reflect on some of the good facts of your life. Maybe you or your loved ones are healthy. Maybe you have enough money to eat or clothe yourself. Or you received a recent compliment. Maybe it's just the simple fact of being alive. Taking a few moments to reflect on what's good in your life. And also considering some positive things you like about yourself. Maybe you like that you're creative, honest, playful, generous. dependable, sensing into what it is you like about yourself. If you notice any resistance arising in the process, know that that's natural. And being curious about where that arises in the body. Breathing in, opening to the feeling. Breathing out, letting be, and then gently redirecting your attention. As you're sensing into what it is you like about yourself, see if you can notice how this gratitude feels in the body. Settling into the felt sense of gratitude and joy. Is it a softening somewhere, an expansion? Breathing in, sensing into what's good. Breathing out, letting be. Continuing to allow your mind just to reflect on the good that's in your life, positive things you like about yourself, and sensing into how that feels in the body. Allowing yourself to linger in this feeling just for a few more moments. And now, shifting awareness to considering what you have been given by others. Have you received any lessons in life that have helped you in any way? Maybe from people you know personally, friends, family, teachers, or perhaps people you don't know, public figures who have inspired you in some way, someone living or who's not living. Or maybe you've been given a particular object that's meaningful to you from someone. And you've certainly been given the gift of life itself. Sensing into and reflecting on what gifts you've been given by others and from whom. As you recognize these gifts that you've been given, allowing the gratitude to grow for the people who have given these gifts to you, imagining them here sitting with you, and actively thanking them for the gifts they have given to you. And we can even expand this further to being aware of the gift of nature itself that has been given to all of us from this earth. The beauty of the ocean, the majesty of a tall mountain or forest, and even the fragile nature of a rose in bloom. Being aware of the gift of nature itself. And as you sense into this gratitude and joy, for yourself, for the gifts you've been given, and for the gift of this earth. Allowing for an awareness of how that feels in the body, and letting it linger. And in a moment, we'll come to the end of this practice. Seeing if you can bring this sense of gratitude and joy into all the interactions that follow for the rest of your day.
We'll take a short break for one of our awesome sponsors, Born Shoes. I was so excited to try these cute, casual sandals made with top quality leather, perfect for all the traveling that I do. They're so comfortable for walking anywhere. I know exactly why their tagline is, "Take comfort in Born Shoes." Perfect. There are 5 new styles this spring, and I tried Ithaca and absolutely love them. But they also have boots and heels you should try. They feel as good as they look. Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus ground shipping on all full price shoes when you use my promo code UNTANGLE. That's promo code UNTANGLE for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. Now, back to our show.